Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 204 of the 8-Bit Geek. You know, I just want to say, this is a safe place. It's a place where you can come and have a laugh, enjoy yourselves. We want you to sit back, relax for an hour. You know, no outside world issues, absolutely zero politics here, just fun. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who campaigned for Trump and attended every protest this week with their own sign saying, "It's Trump's America. If you don't like it, go fuck yourselves."
Do we have guest stars on this week?
Yeah, who's on the show?
Yeah, who's on the show? Are we punching Nazis in the face today?
Yes!
That would Chair. Be fantastic.
You know what?
Chair?
You know
what? That is the nicest thing you've ever done for us.
Chair, you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
It's the went gift out of your that way. Keeps on giving.
This morning when I texted you, I was like, I'm trying to find up. I was like racking my brain. I was like, what can I come up with for this week's intro? I'm thinking about the news and everything that's been going on. And I went, I need something that they're absolutely not going to answer to. And I said, I got it. And that's what I came up with. I hope you liked it.
I've got the perfect recipe.
So.
And it was all right.
Damn.
Not your best work.
By the way, that's Doug there.
Doug. Oh, yeah, I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin. Hi.
Hey, internets. Hi, internetsies.
What's up? What?
Internetsies? Oh, that was close to inner Nazis.
And like you letting your inner Nazi out.
Mm-mm. I don't talk like that. Okay, we're done. All right, we're done with politics. That's it.
Hey.
So, Kevin, you finished playing a scary game this week. I can't believe that you finished it in record time.
Shit. Seriously.
Yeah, totally.
And you didn't stream all of it, so I'm really pissed.
I didn't stream the ending because I wanted to relax on the couch and play. But it was really good.
We're talking about Resident Evil 7. It's the new hot shit out right now.
Yes. You know,
and
the hottest of shits.
Like, Doug will watch it from afar, but he will not play it.
Hell yeah. Fucking no, I won't. Are you kidding? You saw that game? Fuck no.
Oh my God, that game. I don't know if anybody watched me on Twitch play it. We had a good sized room when I was playing it. And it literally, I screamed like a baby. It's in there. You can watch me do it. There was a body that came up out of the water, and I screamed at the top of my lungs. So I'm sure everybody got a good laugh out of that. But fuck, that's such a fun game.
I do want to finish it.
I do want to play it and finish it.
Do it. Finish it. I'll check out the rest of your stream. The thing about it is it played a lot like Outlast, except you actually had weapons in this one. So instead of running, you could fight, although you had very limited ammo. It was very reminiscent of actually the original Resident Evil, where it was like more survival horror. You're in a mansion type environment. You have different puzzles to solve. It was just really throwback, and it's just scary as hell. It was fantastic. I loved it.
The reason why I brought up Resident Evil 7, I kind of want to see where you were when Resident Evil 1 came out. Like, I remember playing that game, and what did it originally come out on? It was PS1, right?
PS1. It came out in like 95,
yeah.
I think.
I remember first playing that game, and the thing that scared me and it didn't terrify me. It wasn't like a terrifying game. It was a scary, spooky game, but it still was like the thing that scared me the most, and I think most people will say this, is the dogs crashing through the window in the hallway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everyone jumped at that. That was the original like jump scare for video games. Yeah.
And then, of course, the birds.
Oh, the crows?
The crows, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the crows are pretty good, too.
So those are my two biggest memories from that game, and man, this thing blows it out of the fucking water when you comparing it back to that. But it does bring it back to that, which is really cool, which I like. So everybody should pick that up and check it out and watch it. I mean, play it. Or if you're scared, you can watch.
I was going to say, or if you're like Doug, you don't want to play it yourself, watch a stream. There's a bunch of streams out there for it.
I can watch the fuck out of scary games. I can't play them, though.
Mm-hmm. I watched somebody playing it in VR. That was kind of scary.
I did watch that too. It's the first time when I first stream I caught of someone playing it. They were playing in VR, and it was just like, man, I found like the graphics weren't as good. It looked like in the VR, and like I don't know if it was how they were capturing the game because it was through the PlayStation VR.
Right.
Really? I mean, the graphics weren't as good. I don't know. I would love to try that on VR though.
And on the stream, anyways, because he also had his camera in the corner, like you could see him doing all this nonsense, but like. Yeah, the game, like, but then when Jer streamed, like, hit the game just, or you, like, the game just looked better. Like, it just, So I don't know if, because it was doing like the weird, like, you know, VR. I don't know. It looked weird on the stream.
Yeah. Okay. But I wonder if it's just because of the power of it. I mean, too, because we were both playing on PC.
I would definitely say that there's a downgrading happening when you plug that VR headset in, because it takes some power to push that.
Yeah, probably.
So, but okay. If you like our banter, if you like what we're talking about, that's a small preview of course, the show. You can always subscribe to us and rate us. Please do it. Our main sponsor, the people who pay for our airwaves, is Audio Boom. You can watch us there. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, of course, every Monday night we record live here on Twitch. And if you like us, you may like some of our other shows. We expanded in 2016. We added a whole bunch up to the lineup. And we have 8-Bit Legends. We have Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives. We have Brainberry Tarts, 8-Bit Saga. And, of course, the newest one of the family, Garbage Day. And so we want to put those out there if you want to check those out. Those are all also on Spotify and Audio Boom and all that. A quick update on where we're going to be at. It's coming up quick. We're going to be at Dallas Comic Con, coming at the end of March, and March 31st through April 2nd, we're going to be there covering the con, so you can expect a lot of content coming from that, daily updates as well as daily wrap-up shows here on the main 8-Bit Geek channel. One thing that really pisses me off, we just got our booth down at Alamo City Comic Con. Now, I'm not saying that we won't get a big announcements and we won't get big stars at our con that we got a booth at. But a bombshell was dropped today for Dallas Comic Con. They're getting Mark Hamill.
Yeah, that's a rare one too. I don't think I've ever seen him at a convention that it wasn't an actual like Star Wars official.
Was it last year that Dallas Comic Con had who was it? Carrie Fisher?
Maybe.
I think it was last year.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was.
Yeah. They had two big stars. Being like,
I just saw her at, or it may have been 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It may have been last year. I don't know. Mike, I feel like Mike may be the person to ask, since they do all the photo ops and stuff. I don't know if they did them with her, but they may know better than we would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't go last year.
No, I didn't. You did a solo run on one day, right? With Ed.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this year we're both going.
Cool.
We're both going, and we're.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see Mark Hamill again. I have seen him at a Star Wars. I saw him at a Star Wars convention, but we had some friends that were waiting in line to do the autograph session, and they do it at Celebration. They do it by like numbers. So you go pay, they give you like a number,
right? And then and you then, come
like,
back,
and then like, yeah, and then like you can get like alerts on your phone stuff. But they also like schedule like, okay, your number is such and such, and your photo time is between 3 and 4. So just make sure you're there between 3 and 4. And you'll get through.
How convenient would that shit be? Like, you don't have to waste 3 hours in line waiting, and like half your fucking day at the con is gone because you're waiting in line.
Yeah.
Like, how smart is that?
Yeah, because God. Then like literally they'll be there for 4 hours signing, but like people are coming in, like, and like you can't get in line until like it's your time to get in line or, you know, whatever. So like people don't wait around because there's not a lot of space. Like, oh, there was a lot of space, but like the way they just did it, they're like, we're not letting you in until this time. And then at that point, like there's a certain, you have a number, you have to get in that fucking spot. So it's not like, oh, I'm going to get there super early so I can get the front of line. Like, no. So anyways, we had some friends that were like at the very front of his line, and one of them had something that Ed needed. So we walked up along the side, and they were like right there waiting for Mark Hamill to come out. And like, he came out. And so we're like 5 feet.
Did you yell at him or like dive in front of him, expose yourself?
No, but they have like all this like, you know, security and like no photos and blah blah blah. Like you can take a photo of him when you're up at the table, but they didn't want people taking photos from the lines and stuff. Because I think he charged like $30 for a photo or something like that. But
that's not terrible considering like all like the sub member last year was Sigourney Weaver. Like she was charging like $100 or something like that.
Yeah,
his wasn't that bad if I remember correctly. Because I was like, shit, I wish I had bought it. You know, because like, fuck.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about doing. Like, I really, man, I would love to get a group photo or something with him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even if we all just chipped in and was like, hey, let's just get a fucking photo with Mark Hamill. Like, how badass, you know?
Dude, I'd chip in.
Well, I mean, you won't be there.
And you won't be here.
Well, if he showed up to Alamo City. Or Texas Frightmare. Hey, there you go. Lloyd, book him.
Mike says that Carrie was here in 2015.
Okay, so it was two years ago.
Because it was right after I saw her, because she was in at Celebration also the year that I went. And so I was like, hey, I literally just saw you like 2 months ago. And we had a laugh, and I petted her dog, and it was a cool day.
Oh,
that's a lie. None of that happened. Oh. I did see her though, but
I wish you would have. I wish you should have just stuck with the lie, because now the story sucks.
Yeah, cool story, bro. Yeah.
If you're going to be in the area, come check us out on the showroom floor. Also, you can support us on Patreon. We want to mention that. It pays for all of our overhead that you see and hear and all that good stuff. We're saving up for Comic Palooza, for Alamo City Comic Con this year. We still have a lot of stuff to do, and so every dollar helps. You can sign up for as little as a dollar a month, and you get some cool content. We record pre-shows every week that you get exclusive access to. We're also thinking of some new things to add onto there, just so that way some behind the scenes stuff, you know, maybe our setups and stuff like that, just random stuff that we can throw together to give you guys some extra content to make you think that you're paying for something good, which you are, but we could do better, we can do more, so we're gonna try it. 2017, we're striving for more.
Yeah. New year, new me, or something.
New year, new geek.
New year, new Kev. I like it.
Yep.
Yeah. Hashtag.
Before we get on to misconnections, we want to give a special shout out to somebody. We want to welcome our youngest 8-bit fan yet, our Twitter user, Twitter fan, Edit Maker, has had a child and named him after all three of us. I believe the name is Jeremy Kev McDonald.
No.
MacDonald.
That means you're going to have child fees there, Doug, because they're using your last name.
You're going to pay. You're going to pay.
What actually was the name?
It's
Kajer Doug.
He wanted us to shout it out. I remember
it's
that.
It's Hakon.
Is that right?
That sounds right.
Why don't one of us check the Twitter feed? While
I am.
I have it written down.
See, there you go. So, Jer, tell a joke. Oh, no, wait.
No. It's written down right here. It says, welcome to the world, Hakon.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm pretty welcome sure to the world. I got that right.
So. You were conceived while your parents listened to us, I think. Maybe. Yes. I don't know. That's probably not a truth, but it is now.
I am fairly certain that's exactly how it happened, and I appreciate it because I know that my voice makes babies.
That's not true.
18 years, your dad's going to dig up an MP3 player or some kind of audio device and stream this message to you.
Oh my God.
From the past.
What do we say? Let's give it life advice.
We're very sorry for
the shitty future
we gave you.
Oof. Okay, 2017.
No, he's not in America. He's over in
You don't think this shit's going to have a global consequences? Like, man, we're fucking up bad.
Yeah, we apologize. Like I said, once you dig out that MP3 player from a post-apocalyptic bomb shelter.
2017. Listen, it's the year that everything went bad. This out of prediction, America fucked up real bad. And then like just everyone else just went to shit because no one could fucking deal with the fact that America, who's supposed to be like the leader of the free world, could be such fucking idiots.
Yeah. So if you make it to 18, this is your message.
Hey,
sorry you're living in a bomb shelter somewhere in Iceland. I don't know.
And yeah, and
but thanks
so,
for listening.
In 2017, we just want to give you a shout out. We don't have flying cars yet. We didn't have big enough batteries to do robots. And Britney Spears is still on top. NSYNC is still touring. And fashion still is fashion.
And fleshlights are a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to really miss out on those. It's a thing that's kind of like a flashlight or a torch or whatever you call it wherever you're from. But instead, it's like a mouth or a butt or a vagina.
Really, in 2017, you get your choice.
But
I mean,
this is
what a world do we live in?
But this is the start of something better, because when you're 18, all you're gonna have to do is like fucking turn a switch on in your brain, and you can have instant orgasm. So,
well. Yeah.
We did it the
I mean, you're assume you're. This is under again once in these under the assumption that like somehow things get fixed before you know.
Oh yeah, that is
years.
My. I'm. I see. I am a cup half half full kind of guy. You guys are going half empty. I'm trying to be the angel on the shoulder instead of the devil on the shoulder. I'm thinking things fix themselves, or he is in a bomb shelter already and technology went with him.
So if you do or don't have a fleshlight, enjoy yourself.
Hey, edit maker, just go pick one up now and just put it in your doomsday bag.
$18 bag.
Yeah, put it in that bag along with this MP3 message.
Yeah, and play it when this kid turns 18. And then if somehow the world hasn't ended, shoot us a message somehow, somewhere. We'll get it.
Yeah, and we'll still be here.
Probably still be doing this underground
on your holovid.
Yeah, we'll be holograms at that point. All right, on to the meat of the show. Misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. These are completely real. We don't edit them in any way except a little bit today. And you know, we can't make this stuff up. Don't read ahead, Doug.
Did you edit something? Wait, did you just say you edited something?
Just don't read ahead. Please promise me, okay?
No promises.
Okay. But don't. Just don't. Because it's going to just...
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, but maybe not.
Okay. Well, here's the intro.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Sean, you in the building?
Oh, what's up, fellas?
Yeah, hey, what's up, Sean?
What's going on, man?
Hey, super congratulations over to EditMaker. I have to admit I'm a little sad that Sean, it's just a phenomenal name. It's timeless. It's sexy. When I think of the name Sean, I think of people like Sean Hunter from Boy Meets World. Remember that hairdo? Dreamboat. You know what I mean? Like the only one I thought of was Sean Astin. And, well, he's a hobbit. But hey, you know, some people are into that. So
maybe during like the delivery, instead of after passing out cigars, maybe he passed out Swisher Sweets in your favor.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be dope. I just think it's a good name, and you know, there's still time. It's still a new baby. You have time to change that name.
Well, what do you got for us this week, buddy?
All right, this week I have. Apparently, I'm not supposed to read ahead. Oh shit, Sean Connery from the chat. Thanks, Keith. I took you in. Male for women in Dallas.
Oh, close to home.
Close to home.
Yeah. We met through this crazy site, and for once, it seemed like a great match. You, early 20s, bisexual, preferred the emotional maturity of an older man, especially when escaping a bad relationship and living in shelters.
Well.
Hair shorn and covered in baggy clothes to avoid being raped.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
That was you. Me.
That's a hell of a description.
Me, mid-60s. Me, comfortable with a soft spot for young women and considerable curiosity. We had deep conversations, and your grasp of your situation impressed me. You seem to appreciate my understanding and willingness to learn from what you shared. I realized early on that you needed me sexually as a way to deal with your own sexual orientation and resolve unpleasant experiences in the past.
Oh, no.
May I say that it was amazing to be a part of that? I see the edit now. I'd lie back and watch you stroke my PN15. Seemingly mesmerized by its size and rigidity, savoring every tactile detail.
Because you're 60, and it's.
Question.
Yes, Kevin.
Why is it rigidity? Is that like some kind of weird STD thing?
No, or? He's Viagra just old. Made it just rock hard. He's just so rigid.
Oh, I'm done. Yeah.
Okay. She wasn't. And I'm sure that when you straddled me, pressed your swollen clit against the base of my cock, and masturbated us both to orgasm, you were imagining that Aiden's thing belonged to you. Now you know I'm worried about you. I was back in my office on a Monday afternoon, and you slipped out without a word. Where are you? I was sure you'd come back or at least call me. All your things are here. Your clothes, your medicine, your journal. You know I want the best for you. Please don't let me wonder for the rest of my life what happened to you.
How is she supposed to get back to him? That's a random weird-ass misconnection.
I don't even think she has a home.
Also, it's just really weird where it's just like, hey, I want to make sure you're safe, but dude, we fucked. We fucked good.
Yeah. I just want to remind you about my rigidness.
It must not have been that great because she left everything behind afterwards to escape.
Yeah. Also, yeah, it's kind of weird. It kind of got a little... That's actually kind of a weird one.
Yeah. That was the first thing. I opened up the page, and I didn't even type in anything weird. Because normally when I type them in, I type in, like, crazy, or I type in sex, or just some odd word. And this one, it was just right front page. I was like, oh, I didn't even have to fucking search for this one.
Yeah.
That one came calling to you.
I'm going to do a new character this week.
Okay.
I hope that you guys like it. It's actually a real character. It's an impression. Been working on it for 15 minutes.
Okay.
Well, perfect. Okay.
Yeah, so it should be really good. You guys may
not. Well, that's about how long you spent on your Marky Mark one.
Fuck
so.
You. I've spent years perfecting that.
Well, what are you talking about? Marky Mark really shows up.
Yeah, Doug. What the fuck?
Oh.
Okay, here we go. You may recognize him. He's from a kid's series, Skylanders. And
nope.
No. You lost me.
Yeah, you got nothing.
Okay. I'll let him explain his story, okay? I'm going to fuck this up. Watch.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, sure. How's it going? The name's Flynn. I used to be a pilot. But now the game's over. This is where you say hi to Flynn, because he's new around here, you know?
Hi, Flynn.
Hi,
Flynn.
How's it going? I used to be a pilot. Did I mention that?
You did.
Awesome.
You did.
Well, I was at Discount Tire on the 21st of December. Mail for woman. Breaker Lane. I'm 34. You were sitting next to me. I think you even took a photo of the bulge in my pants.
Oh, God.
I'm yelling. I hope my son's not listening. I'm ruining this character for him.
He's like, why is the guy from Skylanders in Dad's office yelling about his bulge?
A bulge in pants? What? Daddy, no!
Every bit of my bulge is real. You were older than me. However, I was captivated by your sexiness. I wanted to meet up. And you have some sloppy sex with you. Tell me what you were wearing. Describe your purse, and I'll message you. So I know it's you. VR.
Virtual reality?
I love it. The next game was planned to be in VR, but Activision's canceling us.
Damn. Well,
tough life.
Rest in peace, fucking Joe Swanson from Family Guy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Oh yeah, it does kind of. They. I think it's the same guy who plays that character. So,
I can't remember his name, but yeah, he's also the Tick.
Patrick yeah, Warburg. That's exactly who. Then it's the same guy. So, 15 minutes. Just imagine in a year and a half, that character is going to be so fucking refined. It's going to be so good. Just wait.
Oh, can't wait.
Episode 400. That shit's going to be so legit.
Oh, man. He's actually right. It actually is. Patrick Warburton is the voice of Flynn in Skylanders.
Yeah, there you go.
Holy shit.
I know my shit.
Yeah.
Well, I said his name. You guys didn't know.
I mean, Kevin, did you? We clearly said it. You were just sitting in the wind.
Farting in the wind.
All right, what you got?
What do I got?
What you got?
What a velvet got, baby. Yeah, how y'all doing today?
Hi.
Doing all right.
Yeah, yeah, Dougie. You looking all right, man. I like your beard, man. It's coming out nice and fresh.
Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Hey, man, I'm here to compliment. Check it out. I want to talk about this place. I guess it's called Paul's Place. This is a male for one.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. I was done eating at Paul's Place, and I seen you walk in. You are a little older, but very beautiful. Seems like older is a theme tonight. Very nice booty and yoga pants. I watched over to fill my drink. I think I meant to say I walked over to fill my drink. I had a lot of drink.
No, you watched over.
All right. I was kind of drunk. And caught you making your booty bounce. I was filling my drink and caught you looking at me. You walked over and I told you something and I left. I don't remember what I told you. Otherwise, I would have wrote it down. Now, I'm here in the parking lot right now. Too shy to go back in. If you see this, message me back. Because this is like 5 minutes ago. You're still in the restaurant.
Velvet, you making a call from your car?
Listen, this needs to happen. And I made a fool of myself and got kicked out. So I cannot go back in. So hopefully she just happens to be looking at Craigslist and seeing this misconnection.
I think she knows who she is. What? Like, oh, what? I said something to you, and then I walked out, and now I'm just hoping you're looking at Craigslist. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Did you walk by and say, "Hey, check Craigslist"?
Because
misconnections.
I told her to check Craigslist in about 5 to 10 minutes. I got to get my phone out.
Because you could have just been like, "Hey, let's leave now and hook up." But what's up with you using Craigslist as a way to message someone?
Listen. I got a little shy. And I also didn't leave a tip, so I kind of had to dine and dash.
But you just said that you got kicked out, so your story's not matching up.
You see, what had happened was...
Uh-huh. you always know a lie's coming.
I saw an X there.
Uh-huh.
And that made me forget the tip, therefore I got kicked out. So I can't go back in, because I don't want to run into the X and or piss off the staff even more. And I really want to hook up with this chick, so I'm going to sit in my car and wait till she comes out. Hopefully she checks that Craigslist. Because if she doesn't check the Craigslist, then I'm just a creep in a car.
Are you going to get out? If she just walks out, are you going to get out and talk to her?
No, I can't do that.
You're just going to sit there.
Just going to sit there and stare. Hopefully she makes them yoga pants work.
All right, Velvet. Well, thanks, man.
Hey, I forgot to add in smiley face. It's at the end of this.
No,
this
we one. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, and also conversations.
There it is.
It's written down this week.
Did you guys go see any of these movies?
No.
Okay.
No.
I saw one movie.
You saw a movie?
Yeah.
Was it Hidden Figures?
No, I had a choice. I had a choice to be.
You went and saw Dog's Purpose, didn't you?
No.
I did.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh,
no.
What a fucking waste.
No.
Supporting that
I would not.
Movie.
I would not watch that. I had a chance. I was going to go see Split or Resident Evil. But instead, I decided to go see the Arrival.
Oh.
So, that's fine.
Yeah, that okay. movie.
But it's still...
Well, they brought it back because of award season.
Oh,
so,
sure.
I went to go see that, and that shit was legit. So I do want to see Split, though. It made $26.3 million this week. Second week in a row, it made number one. M. Night Shyamalan is back.
I guess. If your movie has made $78 million in 2 weeks, I guess you're back.
Hey, that means
hey,
Resident Evil
do
here
you remember,
made $13.9.
Fuck, you remember when $78 million was a big deal? I know that $400 million is now the standard, but shit, like... It's still nothing to scoff at.
Yeah,
it is.
It looks.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is.
Doug, don't ever become a fucking executive in the movie biz. Jesus Christ.
That's a fucking failure. I'm going to look and see how much this movie cost. It was probably super fucking cheap because I bet it had nothing in it. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing.
It was filmed in a room in a house, right?
Like a house, for sure. But also, like, there's probably not a lot of CG and stuff. budget. Well, budget was $10 million, so they've they've made.
Oh yeah, they made. A
oh
ton.
Yeah,
they
they're good. They're good.
Yeah, but it, it's interesting is that Hidden Figures has made $104 million. See, that's what you want to be. Of course, they've been in the theater for 6 weeks, but they're definitely getting a sequel.
Oh
no! Oh no, Doug.
No.
What, Hidden Figures 2? We're going to Mars, 2017, because fuck Trump, right? Am I right?
God damn it.
Resident Evil opened up, and it made $13.9 million. It's the final chapter. You'd think people would want to show up for it.
I thought the final chapter was like two sequels ago.
It was. Nail in the Coffin was two sequels ago.
Yeah, yeah. They're beating a dead zombie at this point.
Which makes me really sad, because me and Mila go back, way back. I don't know if you guys remember, but we chatted and DM'd on Twitter.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
No. Wait, what? Really? Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. So she was on Twitter, and she made this bomb-ass sweet potatoes, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, those look really legit. And then she messaged me the recipe. So essentially, we're dating.
Wait,
you know she's married to like F. Murray Abraham, right?
I don't ask these questions when Mila is like, "Hey, here's a recipe," and I'm like, "Hey, here's love." In return, you don't
or whatever the director's name is, like Sean Clark or something.
No, her as this it has to be. Now you're gonna
Paul W. S. Anderson. That's
yeah, Paul Anderson. That's these are like the only movies he's ever made, right? No, he made the new Triple X. No, he
made
did not.
The shitty Mortal Kombat, I think. No, like the bad one.
Was it Mortal Kombat Annihilation? Alien versus Predator? So watch your words, fellas.
That movie sucked. I got in for free and I wanted my money back.
Whoa. He made he's doing Monster Hunter. That was announced.
Okay.
And
he did that Pompeii movie.
So
with
he's
John
the Uwe Boll with a budget.
Damn. That's
fucked up, dude.
That's real
so
fucked
sorry,
up.
Sorry, man. Sorry, Bill and Steve.
I mean, what
Bill
movie?
And Steve love Uwe Boll, so I'm just being
what?
An asshole.
What? If we had them on our channel, I revoke. There's no more.
They're gonna erase their episodes.
Yeah, I'm gonna go delete. Don't hey, whatever you do, don't go listen to their reviews. They're not good. No, they're great, but fuck them.
Robo Duke says, I sure hope we get to see the laser grid for the seventh time. Actually, funny that you mentioned that, because that was in the trailer for this movie.
Yeah, it's in the trailer.
Yeah.
She goes
There's
back.
There's another laser grid?
Yeah, she goes back to the original.
She goes back.
She goes back to
they
the original.
Did that like two sequels ago.
Right, but she's going back.
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
you go back three times. That's what you do.
Like, yeah, there was one movie
played
where they,
Resident
like.
Resident Evil 7. Like, you've played the games. Like, you go back every game.
Yeah. Like in order to go forward, you need to go back.
They lost me after the third one because the third one was fucking stupid. The one where they were in the desert, and then like the last 10 minutes, like three major characters just fucking die.
Okay, legitimate question for those that played the game: what, how does this tie into the series?
No, like there's does... no there they this is the Resident Evil and
it stopped.
The story of Alice in Resident Evil. Mia Jovovich character, it's completely original. Like, it had nothing to do with the games. Yeah. Like, she never showed up in any of the games.
But they
I don't mean
characters.
I don't mean the movie, but I mean like the rest of the games. Like, how does this fall into all that stuff? Like, with the all
It just has loose ties. Like, Resident Evil 7 has loose ties
the game.
To Umbrella.
Yeah. How does Resident Evil 7
the deeper you play into it, because I don't want to. I don't want to spoil anything, but the deeper you play into it, obviously, you know, this takes place in current day, or if anything, July of 2017.
Yeah, I remember seeing some news.
And they actually make reference of the Raccoon City incident that happened, they said 15, 16 years ago. And so Umbrella exists, like all the stuff is canon. As far as characters, there's no, I mean, once again, I don't want to spoil anything. There's some cameos going on in it, but it's something that, They definitely make light and definitely let you know that, I mean, it's a Resident Evil game. There's references.
Yeah.
That's basically my question, because like from what I've seen, which has been just a little bit that you two have streamed, it's like, okay, this is all like in a house.
It comes later on. Like I saw,
yeah, like where is
I saw Kevin
because
I saw Kevin streaming later, and that house is fucking huge. Like there's a lot of shit going on, and so I saw like these. it gets like industrial and shit. Like there's basements, metal, all, I don't fucking know, but it, they definitely, there's probably a fucking lab underneath or some shit.
Well, that's why I said it's very reminiscent of the first game, because actually they have, in the first game, remember they had like the sword key, the shield key and stuff like that. They replaced it with like animals. So you had a raven key, you had a snake key, scorpion key. So it's, like I said, very much of a throwback to the original Resident Evil. And Resident Evil 1 obviously was a trailblazer. This one kind of goes back to recapture that memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely...
You get jump scares, but, you know,
It definitely didn't feel the same. Like, I know, we've kind of briefly talked about how it kind of looked like PT or... what's that other one?
Outlast.
Yeah, like, it had, like, that kind of feel to it. But, yeah, I was just like, how does this... From the little that I've seen, I was just like, man, how does this fit into anything else that's going on? I saw some monsters at one point come out of, like, a wall... I was like, the fuck is happening right now?
Those monsters were very reminiscent of the Resident Evil Revelation series. So that was a cool callback to that. If you played at least the first Revelations, which I believe is on PC now, but it came out originally on like the Nintendo DS, you can get an idea from that.
Oh, I got that game for free, I think. No, there was a Resident Evil on the 3DS that was free 1 month.
Yeah, 3DS. Yeah, it was the Resident Evil Revelation.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Where you start off on like a ship.
Yeah, yep.
And you play as that. Jill and some other dude.
The games for me after the first one, I started, my buddy Jeff and I co-opted, I think 4 and 5 together.
5 and 6.
Was it 5 and 6? No, 5 and 6.
5 was the first co-op one, and then 6.
4 was.
Yes.
4.
4 was not co-op.
4 was the one in Africa.
That was 5. 5 was 4 was Leon. That was the first one where they went like the over the shoulder third person, like walk and shoot.
That I was with a guy. There was a guy and a girl.
Yeah, it's Chris and Zoe, I think.
Uh huh.
And that was in Resident Evil 5. That was with the Ouroboros virus.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're right. Okay. So yeah, I did 5 and 6, and we didn't play them for the story. We didn't play them. We played them for comedic value, like because the shit was so funny. And I remember the last Resident Evil movie, I laughed my ass off because they pulled direct lines from the game and put them in the movie. And like you're Shiba. On the, and it's, that shit was so funny to me. But the funniest thing about Resident Evil 5 with the co-op is you could sit at a door and just say, come on, come on, come on, come on, over here.
I used to love getting there before someone else.
Over here.
Yeah, it was Chris and Sheva. That's what it was. That was
I would do that call out stuff in, Dead Rising? The same thing where you would like have survivors follow you through the mall.
Mm-hmm.
But like you just run through the mall being like, over here, this way, come on, this way. And you're like, there are fucking zombies everywhere. What the fuck are you yelling for? You're supposed to be stealthy past these guys. Come on.
It's almost like that thing where Kevin in fucking The Division. The fucking clapping.
There was a PS2 Resident Evil game that came out when the PS2 network was taking off. You know, like when they had that network adapter. And it was called Resident Evil Outbreak. And they had, you could play online with other people. The thing is, there was no voice chat, so you had to communicate during, like, you using presets. And I used to use this old black security guard. And every time he'd go down, he'd like, help me, please, help me. And I would just do that over and over again until people either kicked me from the game or just, like, got mad and left.
Sounds like a terrible game.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Troll to the
damn,
end.
Damn, Doug. All
is,
night.
This is the guy that sends us that one GIF 50 times a day.
Oh yeah, that's true.
50 cents. Yeah.
Like, Kevin is the king of just doing something over and over and over again.
It works. I'll keep doing it if you keep laughing.
Word.
We have stopped laughing. The only time it made me laugh was that one that had Bert in the back seat. It was like that guy back there right behind me, that Muppet. Just
oh, shit. Okay, let's get to some news. This has been all Resident Evil, which has been fine.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in the chat, they don't like it at all.
No, they like, they don't mind the chat. They hate the movies, and they hate UV Bowl.
All right, so this is some fucking awesome news. I'm so excited to talk about this. They're bringing X-Men to Fox. There, an X-Men television series pilot is being shot, and not only that, it was updated this week that Bryan Singer is going to direct the pilot. Fucking awesome!
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, my level of excitement was met with meh.
Well, the problem is Fox shits on everything good. The TV Fox, which is where this is obviously probably going to go. It may go to FX, but it is a, well, FX, the Legion's got FX.
Yeah, Legion is on
FX.
Yeah.
Has Legion. Yeah. Also, I don't know. The most exciting thing I saw about this is that Marvel TV's Jeff Loeb is producing the show, or one of the producers on the show. So that's exciting. I mean, I know that like Marvel TV expands outside of just the Marvel MCU, but he is one of the producers on the MCU stuff. So
this one, the story does not connect to the X-Men universe as much as say something like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. With the cinematic universe. But it would answer questions fans might have about the timeline, which is completely fucked. I don't know what question are they going to, I'm confused just talking about it right now. So I don't know what they're going to answer with that shit. So, the showrunners envision season one as a 12 or 13 episodes and featuring familiar characters and some new ones. So I don't know who will be in it, but I'm hoping for some good shit.
Yeah. It's anyone who's not in the movies, basically, that they can get like licensing for.
Well, what do you mean? Like they could just recast for the TV show.
If they're going to recast for the TV show, then they better be ready to bring those people to big screen
They could just have two separate, like they do it like DC does. Like they just, they say fuck
yeah,
it.
But
yeah, remember how we complain about that every time?
I know.
I'm going to complain about it right now because Ben Affleck just dropped out of directing the Batman movie, so fuck everything. And Flash is getting a rewrite, so fuck everything. The DC Cinematic Universe can go suck a big bowl of dick. Like, it can seriously go fuck itself. It fucked itself so bad by letting Zack Snyder fuck everything up. So, fuck them. Fuck DC. Let's stop comparing anything to DC because it can suck it. It can suck it. It can sit on it and spin and then suck it.
And you can hear more of this with DC Legends coming up.
Ants, can you go ahead and mark that as his rant of the week?
I've only got a few, but that's one of them.
That's the DC rant of the week. Thank you. Thank you. Let's see here. And it's funny that you brought that up about the Flash because that's the next story. It's getting a one page rewrite. What the fuck?
I don't understand how that works.
Like they're supposed
to be page one rewrite, not one page.
Oh, I thought it was a one page rewrite.
No, I think that means they're rewriting the entire script.
The central premise of the characters are good, but the script is otherwise unusable. Oh my God. Oh no. That's so awful. Harold will do an entirely new draft. Ooh. Oh boy. This is bad. I don't have good feelings about that at all, especially cuz they keep losing a director every week. Batman. I wonder if Ben Affleck is trolling us with that Batman news because he keeps going back and forth on everything. So,
I don't know. I just saw something Slash Film posted about it about 30-40 minutes ago, and they're like, it's like DC is trying to make us not excited about the DCU.
It's really difficult. As a fan from childhood, it's really hard to get on board with what DC's doing with their cinematic universe. It really is. I know we've only seen one fucking movie so far from them. Two, technically. But it's off to a real fucking shaky start.
Yeah, I feel like Justice League later this year is really going to have to like do some fucking magic to pull me back in, I feel.
Is that coming out this year?
Yeah, that comes out this summer.
Yeah.
Wow, we haven't seen anything for it, though.
Mm-hmm. No, they had a trailer for it at Comic-Con last year.
Yeah. We'll get more.
With actual action, or was it a teaser? Because I don't remember seeing anything for it.
Well, wait, is it this year? Maybe it's next. No, it's this year. No, it's 2018.
Wonder Woman is this year.
I'm pretty sure.
Hold on.
Woman and Aquaman would be this year.
Justice League.
I think it's late this year. I think it's like, I feel like it was like November this year.
It's coming out. Release date is November 17th, 2017. Okay, so they have a summer and a winter movie.
Yeah, well, they're trying hard to compete.
So they're not going to release Aquaman this year then?
No, that, no they just Woman. Started doing table readings for Aquaman, man.
Okay.
Wonder Woman's this year.
And that's the name of the movie, Aquaman, man.
Aquaman, man.
Aquaman, man.
I still love that picture. That's high as shit.
I don't have any of that seaweed.
Oh, zing.
There's a picture going around the internet of Jason Momoa with like two bodyguards, and Jason Momoa's got like a foot on each bodyguard, and the caption for it was he's like a main boss that you have to beat the two mini bosses to get to.
Wait, what'd you just
say,
Kevin?
They're just there to take bullets. Like,
yeah, they're bullet sponges.
Yeah. Alex in chat says that Wonder Woman looks lame.
No, I don't think so. I really love the time period, and I can't wait. I can't wait to see it. I think it looks pretty decent. So,
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any previews for it yet, so I'm holding my judgment. But if it's like any other DC movie that's come out so far, I'm not holding high hopes.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely go in with low expectations on it, but hopefully it surprises me and it's a winner. Okay, let's move on to some gaming news. ZeniMax wants I thought this said 4 million.
No.
Holy
That's
shit.
A That's a B, my dude.
Oh, they want 4 billion from Oculus.
If that will put Oculus out.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Hey guys, fingers fucking crossed.
Oh, for real? Can we please see it happen? Nobody that wants to see that shit go down as much as me. I love what, you know, hey, they're doing some good stuff for VR, but fuck that company.
Ugh. Hey guys, it's me, Lucky. I'm back.
Oh hey, Lucky, listen,
really good week here at the Trump administration. listen, I've been trying real hard for the Wall Simulator 2017, but he won't play it.
Palmer, Lucky, can I get your can I get an update on this? Do you want to make a statement about the pending trial?
If they have to pay the $4 billion, we're fucked. Like, that's my ticket out of the White House. Like, that's the only reason I'm here, is because I sold my soul for money.
Robo Duke said, can you throw him out the window? All right, Lucky, bye.
Hey, bye, see ya.
I know we talked about it last week, but man, that's a lot of fucking money. And obviously, I don't think do you think a judge would pay, like, make him pay that?
Oh, yeah. No. Dude, look what they did to Hulk Hogan with his sex tape. Hulk Hogan made like $120 million off of that, and he bankrupted. He single-handedly bankrupt Gawker.
That's true. Hey,
that's a news like group versus fucking Facebook.
Yeah.
Well,
Facebook would be like, okay, yeah, cool, we'll pay that.
Yeah, it's just a fucking drop in a bucket for us. Yeah. Hey, Kevin, I forgot, since you mentioned the WWE, let's take a minute, just a quick second, to recognize happened there. And there was a Royal Rumble. Awesome.
Yeah!
So Square Enix and Marvel are announcing a multi-partnership. It was a good second of coverage for you, Kev. Don't talk anymore about it.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh man! Oh, but fucking when Roman Reigns came out number 30, some bullshit.
No, there's crowd reactions all over. Like, the WWE did that just to troll their fans. Basically, Roman Reigns is hated by everyone. Isn't a kid, or I think most women too, but most women usually hate him too. I don't know, any fan of the WWE usually hates Roman Reigns just because he got kind of like, he's got the John Cena thing going on where he's had everything kind of. Where I wouldn't say handed to him, but he's been single-handedly picked to be the guy. And with the rosters out right and the talent that's in the company right now, it seems like he's not the best pick for the guy, and fans are very vocal about it. So having him come out as number 30 after wrestling a match earlier that night was complete and utter bullshit, especially when people are waiting for NXT greats like Samoa Joe or even Finn Balor.
Hey, though, perfect 10, though.
Yes, Ty Dillinger made it in at number 10. Oh, it's so good.
Hey, Kev.
So, yeah. We have me and Mike on the Divas Dropkicks and Dives like podcast is gonna have a lot to talk about this.
Oh man. Can I say though, I know he does it all the time, or maybe not all the time, but Undertaker's entrance was the most badass part of like that whole thing. Like, there's like, where he at? And then just like, poof, there he is behind them. Like, that was like fucking Jason shit. It was dope. I love it. I love it. You can do that in like the games and stuff too. It's just really cool. It was cool to see.
Fuck, I wish Divas Drop Kiss and Dives was this good.
Oh. What? I didn't hear that. Oh.
I just killed Doug. We just killed Doug.
It sounded like he said, I wish kissing guys felt this good.
Doug, you okay?
Can we get a recap from chat?
It's 1 minute.
Oh, fuck. That's funny.
So,
Deb, no one cares.
So Square Enix and Marvel have announced a multi-game partnership. I made a joke on chat. That means that in 10 years we'll get a game out of this.
Yeah, right.
So, it's
because they still have to put out Kingdom Hearts 3. They have to put out fucking Final Fantasy 7 remake. They have so much they've got to put out still before this even comes out.
Well, okay, so here's the deal. The company that's putting those ones out are not the company that's been assigned to this.
And, you're right. Well, they have to make another Tomb Raider.
Well, the company that's put... Who is this? Was it...
It's Dynamic... Or, God damn it. Crystal Dynamics.
Crystal Dynamics is who's working on the Deus Ex franchise. That franchise... I'm sorry, Ryan. It's on hiatus now. Because of the Marvel agreement, so that's fucked. So we ain't getting a Deus Ex game in a while. But the first project is an Avengers project, which they gave a trailer to. So, and it was a short one. That's it. Be ready, right, guys?
I totally forgot that Telltale was making a Guardians of the Galaxy game. I just read that in one of the articles.
Oh yeah, yeah. They announced that at last E3.
Yeah, no, I just forgot that it was a thing that was happening, and I just got really pumped for it.
Or not even E3. They announced it at the Video Game Awards, the Jeff Keighley Awards.
Yeah.
I really wish I could be – I fucking wish I could get into those games. Like, I thought the one game that was going to pull me in to that whole
– It was Batman.
It was Batman. I really did. And I gave it a go, and I just didn't get hooked. I know you guys fucking fall in love with the stories. I don't know what it is. I think it's the slow pacing of it. Or me not getting in, being involved. When I sit down to play a video game, I feel like I want to be like in full control. And on that, it's like a lot of waiting, and I'm just like...
It's a visual novel for the most part.
Right.
It's like watching a movie, but you get to interact with it occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the stories are always phenomenal.
I know, and that's the thing that bothers me the most is I'd love to enjoy the stories, but I can't get past the visual novel for some reason. I don't know what it is. I wish I did.
Well... So. I don't know. You've never read a book, so.
Damn. Damn. The cuts are deep tonight, boys.
It's real messed up. You know I get one a year in, okay?
Hey, what's the, okay, hold on. What's your book of 2017? What's it going to be?
2017?
Yeah.
I don't know yet. give me a month. X-Heroes? Give me a month and a half and I'll let you know.
Hey, our boy Peter Klein's actually has a new book out this year, but you've got a pile of them already, so.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so close to finishing book one.
Oh, my. Yeah, finish that. I know. You got a whole year. You got a whole year.
Okay, I'll get a page a month. No big deal. Okay. I mean, a page a week. Page a week.
No. Yeah, even then.
Yeah. Okay. I know we talked a lot about Resident Evil, so we'll skip on this real quick. 2.5 million copies have been shipped, and that fucking picture is weirding me out.
Yeah, dude, that's Jack. That's the father.
Yeah, we know.
No.
No. Okay, so here's some fucking weird shit going on with the Switch. So Dirt 4 has been announced. But Codemasters has said that it may come to the Switch or it may not. Here's the fucked up part, okay? I don't understand. Like, this man has been, he sidesteps it by saying, we have nothing to announce, but continued saying, there are not many inputs, so you'd have to be super simplified controls because of that. So it may not be the ideal scenario for Dirt 4. Motherfucker, it's got all the same controls as your normal controller. It's got a trigger for gas. It's got a left trigger for brake. It's got all four face buttons. It's got two analogs, and that's all you fucking use anyways. What is he thinking, that you have to use motion controls with this shit? It's the same setup.
I mean, you should be able to use motion controls of the Switch. I mean, didn't they do all those like stupid demos?
Yeah, but you don't have like you don't have to. All you have to do is it's the same fucking control setup as a goddamn Xbox One or a PS4 controller. I don't understand how that shit is difficult to set up. Just saying. It's one more frustrating thing. That kind of just puts it to where that third.
But who
party...
knows? It could be Nintendo being very bitchy about their licensing again. Who knows?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That is like that's, the,
that's why
that's
I said
the
it
thing.
May not show up, because maybe Nintendo will be like, we don't need you.
It's that one more thing where the developers just aren't gonna, they don't matter, or they don't feel like they it's gonna work on the Switch, because it all depends on the sales, right? And how and what the age demographic is gonna be to sell this fucking thing, to see if the mature games are gonna work on it or not. So. Wait and see. Wait and fucking see. Okay, our last story of the night. QuakeCon 2017 is all set for this summer. It's going to be August 24th. Why do I bring that up? Well, it's simple. We sometimes plan on going to it, but then we never go. And also, at my house, we do something in conjunction with QuakeCon. It's called QuarterCon. And let me show you something real quick if you're on Twitch.
Oh, this is great podcast audio. Man,
yeah,
solid.
Check that out.
Check this out. This is the trophy that I got first place last year. That's the QuarterCon trophy, and it's badass. And we're going to do it again. We had technical issues last year we streamed it, and it sucked. So we had technical issues.
I'm
going
to have to
issues.
Come there next year and just reclaim that shit.
Dude, you need to come, and because you get a big-ass trophy. And it's pretty badass. And I invite Doug, but of course he doesn't show up for shit. So unless it's two streets away, he don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he lives so close to you. I live like 8 hours, and I'd plan to come see you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We do it for the weekend. I invited Doug, and he said no. I also invited him for my birthday, and he said no. I showed up to his kid's birthday, his birthday.
Nope.
Yeah. No, I wasn't invited to his birthday. Sorry, never mind.
Damn. This is... Well, that's our last episode of the 8-Bit
Geek.
Well,
that's our show this week. I hope that you...
full strength.
Hope you really fucking enjoyed it.
Yeah, we have another story.
What story?
I don't know.
We don't...
Well, story
you didn't,
of YouTube
you didn't talk up. You didn't actually talk about QuakeCon, dude.
Oh.
You actually mentioned...
Well, okay, well,
you were like, we sometimes do a thing, but fuck it. We're going to talk about my little thing instead.
Well, I'm just saying, if they want to go to QuarterCon, they can. I mean, QuakeCon, they can. QuarterCon's not open for the public, sorry.
Yeah. But it's, I think back, I don't know if it went back this year, but back at the Gaylord Texan Resort.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, it's in Grapevine this year.
Yeah, I think it's been at the
Dallas
Hilton Anatole.
I don't know either.
I don't really know what you do there. It seems like people just get drunk and play video games.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. It's the world's largest LAN party, and so you go for the whole weekend for 4 days. You get drunk, or you just sip on some balls and then play video
games.
I'm
sorry.
And then.
The energy drink.
Yeah, the
balls.
Energy drink. Balls.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then also they do like all these tournaments, and then they have these it's kind of conish. You know, they have a room full of dealers and stuff. You could buy stuff, try out new games. They show off all their new games, like Quake Champions is going to be there this year and all that shit. The Doom single player expansion is going to be there as well, so you can try that out. That's the first place where I saw the it's funny because that's the first place where I saw the Vive. No, it wasn't the Vive. It was the Oculus. That's right. Oculus was there for the when it first got announced.
Was Palmer Luckey there? Is that why you hate him?
He was.
Was he like, hey, check out my VR?
Nope. Can we please have Palmer Luckey come back in just to say that line again?
What? Wait, what was the line? Say it again. Hold on. Prep me.
Doug doesn't care about the show. He's in the chat. Anyways, this is Jeremy.
We're not done.
Yeah, we got some stuff to talk about, man. What are you doing?
What do you want to talk about?
You have not mentioned the fact we have new shirts and they're on sale until fucking Valentine's Day. You have one job, Jer. One job.
Free shipping with the code.
Well, that's on social.
Jer sucks.
And also.
Hey, let me see that shirt. Listen. Let me see it.
Listen.
Let me see it. Not yours, Kev. God damn it. Okay, so.
Listen.
Doug is.
Listen. Just because you posted on social media doesn't mean that like the people that actually listen to our show give a fuck about our social media. So people that listen to our show, we have new shirts and they're on sale. And also there's free shipping apparently if you go to our Facebook page and you follow they give you like a code. So
yes.
Since Jer won't do it, fuck.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
I'm Jeremy. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Go get some shirts and stuff, I guess.
Yes.
I mean, if we have to pay for our fucking trip to Alamo City Comic Con to go see what's his nuts and the Angels. What's his name?
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman.
Yeah, Corey Feldman and his Angels.
This is going to be the worst con ever.
Oh, it's not. We said the same thing about Comic Palooza last year. Yeah. It was fine. Alamo City always pulls it out. Like they're on a slow start right now. It just sucks because Dallas is announcing phenomenal guests. And like, but remember last year, Alamo City, we were like, fuck, Doctor Who? Like David Tennant?
Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
That's true. All right, I hope everybody enjoyed the show. If you do, go ahead and subscribe to us on Twitch if you're watching. Of course, subscribe to us anywhere. Follow us on social media so that way you can get the free shipping code and look at other cool shit that we post. Because otherwise, I guess we have to announce it here. Bullshit. My name's Jeremy.
We've been asked to thank our Patreons because it's the last episode of the month.
No. So we did that at the beginning of the month.
Did we?
Yeah. We could do it again.
Yeah. I'm almost there. You just keep talking about keep
so
talking.
Our Patreon, we really appreciate you guys. And we want to go out there and we want to say that without you, we really wouldn't be going to any of these comic cons and, you know, supporting us with your own hard-earned money. It really means a lot to us. Kev, let us know what you think as well.
I mean, I love our patrons. I mean, we wouldn't be here without them. I mean, we would, but we'd be a lot broker and we wouldn't be going to comic cons. We wouldn't be having a table. We wouldn't be able to support. We wouldn't have enough to make shirts. You know, it's just stuff like that. We wouldn't have enough to really give you guys the quality show that you want. So
yeah, and so the people that we want to thank that are our patrons that pay the over $5 or more to get a credit, a producer credit, are Justin, Jen, Ed, Ryan, Caleb, Jesse, Rain, and then we have a bunch of others that also are patrons. So thank you to everyone who is on our Patreon. We super love every single one of you
and,
for the support.
We want to thank you, and then also we want to put down a couple people who have shows on the network who can't give $5. We want the Reeds. Thanks a lot for thanks a lot for nothing.
No,
just fucking around. I'm just kidding. Your donations are amazing. I'm just
there goes
Brainberry
Tarts and half of 3D.
Are you kidding? Rain gives fucking like $10 an episode, $5 an episode. So
we appreciate it as always. Hugs, love, and all that bullshit.